Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So yesterday, video emerged of patrons at Zanzu Nightclub, which is in Pretoria, basically being tortured. The guys were hogtied, they were being stabbed in the bum, and then foreign objects were being inserted. And then they were also being waterboarded. Mm-hmm. Waterboarding is a torture technique which actually, well, as far as I know, gained prominence after Watergate in the US, right? President Nixon. So what they do is they'll put maybe, I don't know, a pillowcase over you. Then they'll pour water over the pillowcase. Mm. And the sensation, it makes one feel like one is drowning, except one doesn't die.
Yeah, because you can't breathe.
Yeah. Mm. So allegations were that these patrons had skipped on a bill, they couldn't pay a bill. That's not true. What actually happened was those people had stolen cell phones.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah, so this I know. Now, after that, the owner of the nightclub, Stefan Cohen, put out a press release. Mm-hmm. And he said he's distancing himself from those actions. He had no idea that that is what was going on.
Right.
It is worth noting that Stefan Cohen owns lots of clubs. Zanzu's just one. He used to own, remember Moloko, yeah?
Latinova
used to own that. Mm-hmm. The place that used to be at Capital owned that, like a lounge. There's now Kong owns that. They used to own a club in Sandton, which was Icon. Then there was Icon Soweto.
And the place that is now where Capital was, he owns it as well.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. I mentioned it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Even Capital as well. Yeah. He still owns Moloko in Pretoria as well. Quite a lot of them.
Then he owns a club in Kinshasa. Mm. I think it's Kong Kinshasa. But basically, he owns maybe 10 nightclubs.
Drama in Cape Town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. In Cape Town as well. So he owns maybe 10 nightclubs. Mm-hmm. And I'll also tell you, I know him. So when I used to DJ in clubs, for example, we used to throw gigs at Latinova. Mm-hmm. And I never ever dealt with him at all. The person I used to deal with was Alessio. Right?
Yes.
It's also worth noting, do you remember last year when there was an issue about a restaurant in Pretoria?
Babel.
Yes.
Yes.
And people are not getting paid?
Yes.
He owns that restaurant too.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he owns that restaurant too. Now, the issue of culpability is strictly between him and the courts. He'll have to prove that in court. It's got nothing to do with us. But if indeed he's saying he had no knowledge of what was happening, which is, you know, maybe plausible, then how do you feel about it? Because generally, when you own a place, you are not involved in operational matters. Mm-hmm. And what usually happens when a place cashes up is they'll call you and they'll tell you, here's a cash up, here's the money, here's what matches, here's what's missing, or here's what we overbuy. Mm. Right? Sometimes you can be over, and then you're wondering where the extra money came from. Mm-hmm. You should actually be concerned when that happens. 100%. No, and so what managers do is they'll do anything in their power to make sure that they are never under. Mm. And so this must have been maybe one of those things, or the guys at security just decided, okay, these guys have troubled us enough, yada, yada, yada. There's no doubt in my mind that crimes are committed, right? Mm-hmm. So kidnapping is one.
Attempted murder.
Well, maybe not attempted murder, but
it is
definitely
attempted murder.
Like, you know, assaults with grievous bodily harm, sexual assault, you know, holding people against their will, which is also kidnapping. There's at least like four crimes that are committed, heavy crimes that I think everybody should be punished for who was involved.
Mm. Yeah.
Hmm. Now, having said that, his statement distancing himself from it, does it mean anything to you, Mpo?
That's very unfortunate, actually, because when such heinous crimes against humans have been committed, you can't now turn around and say, I distance myself completely. At least take some form of accountability in the sense of, I will make sure that whatever was happening does not happen again. We will do an investigation. But for you to literally distance yourself, I think that is unfortunate, personally.
Hmm. But what more could he have said? Because when looking at that statement, he is saying he stands with society that is equally appalled or shocked mm-hmm. by that incident. Mm-hmm. And like Sizwe says, if you've got a person owning so many clubs, I say that justice will come in the closure of the club,
yes.
where he will feel it in the pocket. And then in future, he'll have to be responsible, make sure that the security companies that you hire also know that we do not break the social contract. You don't brutalize people in that way. If there's a crime committed, call the police. Have a good relationship with police to escort people and they go and be processed in the normal way.
Issue with it is you distancing yourself, especially in light of what has happened at one of your other establishments, being Bubble. There were human rights violations there as well. So it's not something that is happening for the first time. So you can't now come back when a second incident of this nature has occurred at one of your other establishments and you're like, "Woo, I ain't gang on me. It has nothing to do with me." You can't do that. You cannot do that.
The thing is, if the guy owns 10 clubs and someone steals a phone or guys get caught stealing a phone, it's not the kind of offense that the manager will call the guy who owns 9 other establishments like ours. He's way too high mm-hmm. in the pyramid or hierarchy rather. But there is, like you said, there should be ramifications, like close the club, because it did happen at the club, and then he will feel it and he will know whether maybe it's shortcoming from him on how to train people, on how to deal with issues in your clubs, even though he was not direct. And also the proof is in the pudding. If he says he wants to see justice, let's see how far his establishment goes to find the culprits, which were his bouncers, because he's got address of these guys. When you employ someone, you know where they stay, or you at least should be. And if he's willing to help get that justice, that's fine. But you can't necessarily put the entire blame on him. It's like
I'm not saying entirely, but you can't distance yourself.
What could he do? He must say that I take full responsibility.
Yourself. Yes, it is my establishment and I take full responsibility for the people I take some accountability for what has happened.
To say that you're going to assist, like Saul says, that I've got the addresses, I can take the police there, I've got all the information of every individual that was involved.
3 months down the line, another one of his establishments, something like this happens, and again he says, I distance myself, then what?
He'll close the club. Because he will feel it in his pocket.
He's not learning anything because you guys are okay with him constantly saying, I'm distancing myself. I don't run everything operationally. Therefore, it is not on me. Goes and does it with another establishment. It's not on me. Goes and does it with another.
No, but that's not what he's saying.
No, but my point is,
yeah.
You are establishing a pattern of behavior. This is not the first time such an incident has happened at one of your establishments.
I hear you, Mbo. But that's not what he's saying. He's not saying, guys, he's saying, I wasn't there. I had no knowledge.
Mm.
Having said that, this is a serious matter. He's even contracted a lawyer because he realized that he's going to face charges, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he realized how serious that is. He's just saying, I wasn't there. What I'm asking is, do you believe him?
Yeah,
like I said, the issue of culpability will be proven in court. That's not for us to decide.
Yeah, but in this instance, I don't even think the doctrine of common purpose would nab him here. He's so far removed.
Mm.
But there must be justice, eh? But we hold no one's brief. Most certainly, this is horrible. I hope it doesn't sound as though we're protecting somebody we don't even know. But it will be hard in the court of law to even nab him on doctrine of common purpose here.
Mm. So let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-0959. Give us a shout. What do you think of this matter? Yeah. I didn't watch all the videos, but it just looked very gruesome. Very, very, very gruesome.
Yeah.
And I think by the end of today, people will be in jail. I bet you money on that.
Now, Stevenus has been a fishy character for some couple of years now. And then he's always got away with murder, literally and figuratively, over the years. And then the support has not dwindled. You know, it is high time that a prominent DJ should stop, DJing at his establishment, in protest. Because this thing, to say that he's not been away, I'm not sure about that, but judging by his character, he knows something.
Okay, you need to tell us more. What about his character? But also, you raise a very good point, right? Should DJs stop playing at his establishment, Saul?
Look, I mean, if we say DJs must not take gigs, for example, in an Israel where we know that, they're committing crimes against the Palestine, and that's our stance or your stance, then that's the right thing to do. to be honest, if it's an establishment where people are saying, yeah, we condone treating of people in an unjust way, then technically you shouldn't be going there if you feel like they're doing wrong by people. But this whole thing has got me questioning something, especially my stance on vigilante justice. Because generally, when we see videos of a guy getting slapped around and we're like, what did he do? They're like, oh, he stole a TV or so, a phone. Generally, we're like, oh, cool. We approve of this vigilante justice. But now a lot of us who are outraged have before approved of vigilante justice. So is our approval of vigilante justice based on the extremes of the violence that's committed? Because surely we should all be saying, well, vigilante justice is just wrong. Because when you break the law in pursuit of the law, then it becomes a very blurry line because you commit many other crimes trying to get some sort of justice. So it has really questioned my stance on vigilante justice, which I've approved before.
I'm smiling like a proud dad today. Because remember, we did a show about this. And I told you, this is exactly what I told you. I said, you cannot approve of this. This was when people were talking about, no, there's crime in Soweto. Caesar, you're speaking from a point of privilege.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm glad you finally come around, my son. Very, very, very glad.
So,
hey, boo. What's going on?
These guys did was steal a couple of phones. Listen, I'm not saying that's not bad, sure. But I think there's something else. Something maybe more sinister. I don't know. Or they stole money. I just don't think they would go through that much torturing just for a couple of phones. There's something else happening at that club.
Okay, so let's say any of that is true. Let's say they were even peddling drugs. It still doesn't justify treating people like that. It's illegal, and no matter what the person has done, it should not be done. Mm. And so that's the point where we need to basically base this discussion, that laws were broken. There is a way to deal with drug dealers. You know what you do? You call the cops. You let them arrest them. You let the law take its course.
Stefani, hey, la machita lawa, ikebeng. Seven zilegibo siyavazi, patrupavandu from exploiting workers to having girls dancing naked on tables. Banamanga foods. It's funny how you believe their story and saying those guys were stealing cell phones. Angazi, who's your source and how credible is it? Why don't you believe the others, Mabatsi, they couldn't pay the bill?
Well, now why don't you tell us what you know, okay? Let's just do that. Because like I said, it doesn't matter whether the people stole phones or whether they couldn't pay the bill. Nothing justifies that action. That's the point, yeah.
Most of them, they know. Oh, yeah, they know. So it's just the fact now proving on the technicalities. Even the hiring of the foreign illegal immigrants, they know. It's just that they turn a blind eye and bang off on the wheel on those because it maximizes our profits and reduces our operational cost. So him involving our police, all that process, it's long. Yeah, so they try to take a shortcut. Because now, go made out of my statement in my case and attend court, so that lengthy process, and it's tedious for Bona. So you shortcut about we tattered. So it's unfortunate what now it's in a technical level, it needs to be proven, which is already denied.
The one, we have to question the security. Two, we have to question the management. How could they allow this thing to happen in a club? You understand? It's the same thing like, should we talk about that thing? So at this time, unfortunately, somebody was there and he took a video. Then it's an unfortunate situation. So whoever is responsible for that club, we must be held accountable. It's not the first incident, trust me.
The security guy, or the bouncer rather, who's the one that recorded the video and leaked it, said he's got more videos. He even alleged that some people have been killed in the past.
Yo.
So it's definitely hectic.
I'm Kabel Ngeke Lutho Lutho Mpeng Lutho. Mpo, ngivumelana nawe sis. Akube khona I sort of accountability, responsibility nyana from umphathi walama establishment. Noma ngakhipha ke istatement ke sokuthi ke athi ngiyazwelana nalokhu nabantu abahlelwe yilesi simo esehlile. As a result, nami ngizophenya ngokwami. There will be internal investigations or something, sizwe. Akube khona ukuzwelana okuthizeni. Like, he's just making it plain simple ukuthi lalelani anginendaba nento eyiningi mina, ngendaba nemali ukuthi imali yami itholakala kanjani, kwenzakalani uma kukhona ofaye, kukhona olimalayo. Hey, angendawo funa imali.
But he did say though ukuthi he doesn't agree with the actions that were taken. And he actually said that he's going to cooperate with the law enforcement to make sure they get to the bottom of it. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it's because you didn't read the statements, we did him a disservice by saying he distanced himself from it. That's not all he said, obviously. He went on to say those things that you're mentioning. Yeah.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.